From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. President Barack Obama says the world must recognize that the same forces of globalization that have pulled us together have also exposed deep fault lines. In his final address to the UN General Assembly as a U.S. president Tuesday, President Obama cited the breakdown of basic order in the Middle East and said our societies are filled with uncertainty and unease.
Despite enormous progress, as people lose trust in institutions, governing becomes more difficult, and tensions between nations become more quick to surface. And so I believe that at this moment, we all face a choice. We can choose to press forward with a better model of cooperation and integration, or we can retreat into a world sharply divided.
You could visit voanews.com for more on President Obama's speech. The UN said Tuesday it suspended all humanitarian aid convoys in Syria after a deadly air raid hit trucks delivering aid near Aleppo, killing a Red Crescent staff member and civilians. Jens Lerke, a spokesman for the UN humanitarian agency, told reporters in Geneva that as an immediate security measure, other convoy movements in Syria had been suspended. Lerke also said the convoy had been carrying food and non-food aid for some 78,000 people. A Palestinian teenager tried to stab an Israeli soldier near the West Bank city of Hebron Tuesday before being shot dead, according to officials, as the latest death in the flare-up of violence. This is VOA News.